Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this unfortunate couple are actually forced to become homeless because of their entitled mum. I wouldn't pay my fiance's mother $5,000, so she ruined my life. Now I'm homeless. This story is extremely hard for me to tell, because I'm still feeling the effects of it. However, I feel like I need to, because this story features the most entitled parents I've ever met in my entire life. This is the story of how my life has been ruined, because, like the title states, I refuse to pay my fiance's mother $5,000. It started out simply enough. In August of 2019, when my fiance and I were dating, my parents, who I was staying with at the time to care for my stepmother after a surgery, another story for this subreddit in itself, wanted me to leave because they couldn't have sex as often as they wished. They told me this in a very abrupt manner and expected me to leave fairly quickly, giving me no time to prepare. My fiance kindly asked his mother, who he was staying with, if I could live with them long enough for us to get an apartment together. He stressed to her that it would be difficult for us to get an apartment ourselves, just starting out, and that while we could cover all the monetary expenses, we'd still most likely need a cosigner. She promised both me and him that, if we couldn't qualify for an apartment by ourselves, she would co-sign for us. So, I moved from Illinois to Florida. Within a week of being in the house, my fiance's mother made our lives a living hell. Despite me landing a job within a week and having to work late nights for that job, she'd come into the living room each morning at varying stupidly early hours to tell us we needed to do something productive while she went back to sleep until 9 a.m. She would complain that we weren't cleaning the dishes we had used to make a meal that we had just made and were still eating. She'd gaslight and pick petty fights with my fiance, then play the victim like a true narcissist. It got so bad that a few weeks in, we decided to rent a hotel for the weekend, just to get away from her and have some alone time. We had our apartment picked out anyway. All we'd need to do when we got back was sign some paperwork and we'd be away from her, right? Wrong. After the weekend, my fiance's mother drove us back to her house. On the drive back, she sprung something on me. She wanted us to pay her $5,000. For context, my fiance was going to be receiving a $9,000 medical settlement a few months from that point. Before he met me, he told his mother that if he was still single, he would give her $5,000 towards a trailer that they'd both own and live in together. Since my spouse and I were dating, and very serious at the time, this was extremely confusing that she would now demand this. My fiance tried to explain to her that he'd only promised to give her money if he was single. She was having none of it and attempted to gaslight him about it. When that didn't work, she turned to me and requested that I pay her $5,000. Now, I only had about that much money in my bank at the time, so I couldn't do that and pay rent on an apartment at the same time. When she realized she couldn't squeeze blood from a stone, my fiance's mother finally declared, "Well, I guess you don't have a cosigner then." With my fiance being on SSI due to injuries that left him disabled, and me making minimum wage, her refusing to co-sign on an apartment essentially left us without any housing options. Florida requires applicants to make 3 times the price of the rent on any given place, and rent in our area is very high. Finding a roommate situation that accepts couples is nigh on impossible, and renting houses were out as well, once again due to not having enough income. My fiance's mother's behavior worsened. With nowhere to go, we jumped ship and moved to a local hotel. But only 3 months of this drained our finances. We then couch surfed with some of my fiance's acquaintances, but a lot of them were not good people, and we were used and stolen from several times. We ended up sleeping in the deep freezer of an abandoned Hooters until the building was almost torn down on us by construction workers one day. After that, my fiance's mother bought us a tent. A tent! Oh my god, how nice of her. And we ended up living in the woods while I tried to hold down my job. My word, a tent. That, wow. We've been homeless on and off for 2 years now. I've been assaulted twice because being homeless has put us in dangerous and unsafe situations. I've witnessed someone almost shoot my spouse. My fiance's mother didn't care. It even seemed like she enjoyed watching us suffer. Finally, in early 2020, when we were practically begging on our knees, my fiance's mother co-signed on an apartment, a two-bedroom model we couldn't afford, but she insisted it was that or nothing. But after everything was finalized, she told us we couldn't have roommates. We had to try and keep ourselves afloat during the pandemic, something that ruined my finances more than they already were. When our lease ended in April, my fiance's mum insisted she fulfilled her promise, so she has no obligation to help us, even if that action consigned us to the streets again. We're homeless again now, and she continues to lie about us to the rest of the family, saying we ruined the apartments, which we left in perfect condition, and saying that is the reason she won't co-sign for us again. So, to tie up this story, I found out recently that refusing to co-sign and watching our finances dwindle was very much intentional on the mother's part. During the weekend, my fiance and I went to the hotel for our weekend escape. His mother went to a family get-together. Now, we weren't invited to this event. My fiance has DID in addition to his physical limitations, and the rest of his family ostracizes him because he is crazy. He's a DID system who has well-behaved alters who all work well together, so this is utterly ridiculous, but they've treated him this way his whole life. DID, by the way, is dissociative identity disorder, so pretty much multiple personality disorder. During that family event, someone joked that I probably had more money than my fiance's mother. The woman gets $5,000 a month due to a combination of retirement pension and money she inherited from her late husband. I doubt it. According to a family member, she calmly said in response, "Let's see how much money that, insert gay slur here, has when I'm done with her." Alright, well, you lot know what I'm like. Normally, I try and have a little bit of a joke with the commentary after the stories, but this one, I obviously can't. That was actually mental. I can't believe that someone would put you through that. Buying a tent? That's just like nailing the coffin. I'm not going to help you get a house, but here, have this tent and go and sleep outside with my son, your fiance. What the what? Listen, I hope that you two can find a way to get some sort of long-term living arrangement and just not even have to think about your fiance's mother, because what a terrible, terrible person. I need an update because it's just like you're just stuck in the moment. What can you do? You need her, but also she's horrible. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'm so sorry for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now moving on to our second story of today's episode. Mum says that I can't get a higher paying job, all because I would move out. If you think the title is bad, just wait. This is more of a vent, so forgive me in advance. So, my mum had insisted that I stay with her for my job during lockdown. It's still going on where I live. So I did, and I regretted it, to the point that I'm losing more money than my job can pay me. I've got a job at Amazon in their distribution center. Basically, I sort the packages to get to the customer's residence. I have the night shift. It sucks. I have mental health issues, and the night shift, plus stress from mum, plus the drive, just made me look elsewhere for work. I found a good job that pays more, about $8.80 more than what I make now. It's in the daytime. That's the best bit. And that's where the problems start. So my current job has me drive 100 miles round trip, and eats my gas and mileage like Pac-Man and his pellets. I get roughly $19 an hour, but the reason this is worse? Mum expects me to pay her $500 a week for rent. My paycheck is roughly $760. Take away that $500 and I'd have $260 left. After making payments on my car, which is $180, I have to pay $80 for gas. Gas where I am is $3.98 a gallon. I use up nearly $60 to fill up from when the gas light turns on to full. So yeah, I need somewhere else. Now my new job, which I start 3 days after writing this, is in the day and is remote. I can work from home, as long as I have a computer of sorts, a smartphone, and internet. The job pays more, and my mother saw my text to my grandparents about it. Well, guess who decides to tear me a new one? If your guess was my entitled mother of a mother, you'd be right. Now my mum doesn't take care of the house, at least since I came back. I had to vacuum, fix anything that breaks, mow the lawn, cook, and take care of my sister. That doesn't sound like an entitled mum. That sounds like you being a member of the household, you cry. I know that's what you're thinking. Well, let's put her back to the ways of an entitled parent. Number one, mowing the lawn has to be done on Fridays between 9 and 10 a.m. My night shift doesn't let out until 11:50, and even then, it's a 40-minute drive if there's no traffic. With traffic, I'd be lucky to be home before 2:30 p.m. So I get chewed out for not having it done then. Number two, I can't get any sleep until I finish my chores. Now I need to sleep from 5 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. so I can get enough sleep. But she won't let me go to bed until well after 9 o'clock. So on 2.5 hours of sleep, I have to drive 50 effing miles on a busy highway that's under construction, mind you. Three, I have no personal property. I have a phone that she bought me as a 17th birthday present. She's now handing me the bill for the dang phone. She bought me an iPhone XR, brand new, for like $1,000. I got a military-grade protector case and a shatterproof screen cover. She demanded that I turn off my passwords for all of my devices that I paid for. So aside from the $500 rent, I now have to pay $1,000 for a birthday gift to me. And she adds $50 a week for interest. Number four, she has to read all of my emails, texts, see all of my contacts, hear every phone call on speaker, and can use my laptop as she likes. I had to purchase antivirus software after I got 9 on my laptop. She gets into my spam and clicks the links. You know, the "you won a free iPad, click here to receive it." I had to use money that I don't even have to purchase antivirus software that keeps the viruses off the system. Five. Any food that I buy, she eats. Instantly. Claiming that it's her reward for raising me. And six, my Nintendo Switch that I bought and have a 5-year warranty on was sold to a pawn shop. Instead of my login info, credit card, PayPal, about $259.98 in gift cards, and over $400 in reward points, and an $89 512GB micro SD card. My Switch was worth a lot, and she sold it for $50. Yes, $50. But thank God that when they booted it up, they saw my contact info in the account settings. I got called asking why it was sold with all of that still on it. I told them that I didn't sell it and that I had a warranty for another 3 years on it. Well, I got it back without any hassle. Now, the Switch itself was my purchase. Everything else was family members sending me gift cards after gift cards for it. Needless to say that this new job is my ticket out of here. I put in my 2 weeks notice already, so I'm ready for the new job. I just can't pay her the ridiculous fees and save up enough to get an apartment to get away. I'm going no contact with her. Not my sister, but her. Now, seeing that this new job is better pay, and in the day when she's at her job, she decides that I have to stay with Amazon because I can't do remote work from her house. So, apartment hunting I go. I got a car, but she holds the title deed. It's her car, but I'm shelling out hundreds a month so she doesn't have to pay for it. Well, guess who has to get a new car? Without her name on it? Me. I want to get out of this hellhole, but she's emotionally and mentally manipulative. She says that this new job isn't going to pay me this right off the bat. The paycheck is what management, HR, and I agreed upon though. Like, it's in my contract, and if they violate it, that's a hefty fine. She then tells me that no, the hours are fake. Once again, agreed upon and in my contract, 38 to 40 hours a week. Any more and I get paid overtime. Now she's trying to get family members involved to get me to stay with Amazon. They all say she's crazy. Well, now that I don't have her crazy friend group on Facebook anymore that think I'm a minor, I can go and grab a beer whenever I want. So yeah, she's a mother of the year material. I hate her. Yeah, not surprised, pal. Sack that cow off as quickly as you can. Seriously. This is quite similar to the first story, actually. You're just in a much better position because you actually know that you can get a better job. You're about to start one anyway and have the finances to actually leave, get your own place, live your own life, kill your mother. I mean, don't do that. But think about it. Seriously, think about it. It's an option. It really is. Promoting violence. Is that something that I stand for? I'm going to go with yes. Again, just like the first story, I'd absolutely love to see an update when, you know, it's been a bit of time to see if you've been able to get out of that absolute hellhole that your mother's created. My God, what a terrible, terrible person. Trying to get your entire family to say no. Don't get that promotion to a much better job that will massively improve your life. Stay where you are. What is with that? Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. I really hope you have enjoyed those two stories. If you did and you want some more similar stories right away, check out this video on screen. Subscribe over here if you're new to the channel, and I will see you guys all tomorrow with another banger tomorrow, which, by the way, is tomorrow. Yeah, okay, nice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.